Hello?
Yes, sir. Sorry, the line got disconnected somehow.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, you just simply do one thing. Again, log into your Commonwealth. Let me just check whether we hide the things or not. Let me just check. Now wait for a second. Now, the most important thing, can you see that? Your available balance is still showing you that 20,000 in the bottom. Can you see that in the bottom?
Yeah, 29,000.
No, not on the gold saver, on the smart access, because you have moved 20,000. Can you see the balance is showing you 20,000? Now,
yes, okay.
As we have just hide the amount, that's why it is showing you 15 over there. But your balance is still onto your account, okay? Because we have hide the things,
15.
And that's why, yeah. And that's why, correct. So all of your funds inside your account, but we, for distracting those hackers, for the time being, we have just simply hide those payments, okay?
Yep.
Once the security done within 2 days, as I told you, the security seal will be taking 24 to 48 hours. So once it will be completed, it will be getting visible to your account, okay?
Very good, okay.
So just give me a moment. So for the time being, let me just log out from your account, okay? And please remember, sir, do not discuss these things to anybody, because we don't want that your informations are going to be stolen, okay?
Yep.
So please log off from your account. You just log out from your account.
Okay.
Scroll the page down. Scroll the page down. Go to the bottom. Now, there will be log off. Yeah, correct.
Log
correct.
Off. Gotcha. Gotcha. Log off. Okay. Yep.
Now, go to your home screen. Press the home button.
Yep.
Yeah. And give me last 2 or 5 minutes. So once I am done with the security, then I'll leave you and I'll book an appointment tomorrow after 2 o'clock. After two o'clock.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
And you need to talk to, you just write down my name. My name will be Ron Davis.
Ron Davis?
Yeah. D-A-V-I-S.
Ron Davis?
Yep.
Okay.
So once I called you, you need to just simply talk to me. Otherwise, do not entertain any other person. Because while we're just trying to catch those hackers, the hackers are very smart, okay? What they normally do, they are very smart. And what they normally do, they are just try to call you or try to manipulate you, okay? Or try to just simply use this. They are using some security things, or they are just pretending like that this is James. I'm talking to you in behalf of Ron Davis. So you did not need to talk to any other person. I'm the only person who is just taking care of your case, and I'm the only one. Okay. So apart from me, if somebody is trying to call you or try to talk to you, you just simply hang up the call onto his face. That's all.
No worries. Okay.
Lovely.
And the mobile number that will come up when it's you will be 04.
This is that end-to-end encryption line. There will be a possibility tomorrow I'll call you, the number will getting changed, because our number I'll provide you once the security will be completed. Once it will be 24 hours, then I'll provide you our helpline number. Because if we are going to provide you our number, it will be getting compromised. That is the reason we are calling you from the end-to-end encryption line. Understand?
Right. Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. So just be with me for a while.
Is that the same location, or is that a different location of a different hacker that we're seeing now?
Different hacker from the different location. That's why. Correct. Because if all the things, all the people are from the same location, we can trace them within few hours. But they, what they're using? Do you heard about dark website? Do you know what is a dark website called? Dark website. Let me tell you. Can you see on the screen? Can you see? Their location is showing you. They're different dots. So what they, that is the different dots. So these are the bogus locations they have active, so that they think that they are not going to be traceable. So once we just simply delete, or once we just block that bogus locations, we will get their exact location from where they are just trying to do that. And then we will be able to catch them. Because suppose they are just showing us a different location from Australia, from New Zealand, from US, from Russia, so we are not able to find them. So we need to get the exact location. And that is the same way, once we find the exact location on the US Mountain View, California, we have just simply catch them. All right?
Yep.
Lovely. Yeah. So you need to be with me for a while. And I'm putting on hold for a second, sir. Yeah, I'm putting on hold for a second. Yeah.
No worries.
I got, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I got a confirmation that it will take 10 to 15 minutes more. Sorry for the delay is going on. So if you want to eat something, or if you want to do anything for yourself, or if you want to take rest, so you can just take rest, put me on speaker, and put the phone in front of you. I'm putting you on hold. Once I need you, I'll tell you, okay?
No worries.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, sir. What you can see in your screen right now, can you please press the home button? I lost your connection, sir.
Oh, no worries.
Just try to open up the, go back to your home page directly and open up the AnyDesk once again.
Yep, the bank, come back again.
No, don't open up the banking page or anything. Just try to open up the AnyDesk.
Oh, okay, rightio. Hang on. AnyDesk. Okay, I've got the AnyDesk, your address, remote address.
All right. You just try to touch on start now. Now, press the home button, sir. Press the home button.
Press the home button again?
Yep.
Back to the home page again?
All right. Now, stay on that page. Don't do anything. You'll do it your normal work. I hold the line.
No worries. I was watching the tracker for a bit.
It's not possible. It is already tracked. You stay on your home page. Don't worry. Yep.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. I'll just that page before I just started. So going back to Ohio a lot.
Yeah, that's right. And you need to do, sir, just look on your cell phone screen. You have enough charge with your phone? You need to do put the phone on charge, sir. Put the phone on charge.
Yeah,
it's not
bad.
About 22%. Yeah, put the phone on charge. Yeah, put the phone on charge.
No worries. I'll go to the charger.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. Now, congratulations. We have just successfully started the security, and we have traced down two hackers, all right? And the second one we have traced down from the New York City. So there will be five remaining, and once the security will be completed, we will visible all the funds, whatever has been hidden out, okay? So you just the home, yeah. You just close that scanning. I'm just helping you to close it. I'm just helping you to close that scanning. Just wait for a second. All right. Now go to your home screen, sir. Press the home button. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want, you can log into your account and you can just check. Everything will be all fine. All right. So if any bills is there, you can use your bills, but do not move any of your funds from there, okay?
No worries. Yes. Sure.
Okay, you just log in. You just log into your Commonwealth. You just log into your Commonwealth. Yeah. Sir.
Okay, here we go.
You log into your Commonwealth and just tell me if you see all the funds the same way which you've seen before.
Hang on, I'll try. I just made a blue with my pin.
Okay. Do not make any mistake while putting the pin.
There we go.
Yeah. Your internet is working very slow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It
so
is. It has
go, yeah. Yeah. Go to your accounts. Press on your accounts.
Accounts. Yep.
Yeah. And another amount has been hidden? Any another amount has been hidden?
Well,
do you see on your smart access any other amount? Okay, wait. I'll just simply check.
I see the tail is a bit different down here, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, just the tail looks a bit different on the first one.
Yeah, because we have just hide the another amount, and that is the reason.
Right.
So wait.
Okay.
Because the network is very slow, and that's why. Just give me a moment. You can see. There will be another amount has been hidden, the 3,000 and the 1,000. Can you see this has been hidden?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that is the thing. So overall, all the funds you have onto your account, you can see all the funds you have onto the amount, you can see. It will be just showing you, but for the timing, it has been hidden for the while, okay? So just give me a moment. Yeah. So now you just log out from the account. Now you just log out. And what is the ALOC, sir?
Oh, that's a...
That insurance, the health insurance, correct?
That's online credit.
Okay.
Online credit account that I've got with Commonwealth, yeah.
Okay.
And the other and there's another one at the end that for the Better Business Loan.
Okay.
The Better Business Loan and the online credit.
Okay.
To the account.
All right. And you have the different card, the MasterCard, as you just told me.
Yes.
Because we don't want that any security will be missed. Okay. So that's why. You just log out from your account. You log out from your account.
Log out.
You just log out from your account.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do it slowly, sir.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll get
no problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let me just help you. You just open up your Commonwealth and log out. You need to log out your account. Oh, wait. So is it log off? Is it log off?
Yep, well, log off.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Now press the home button. Press the home button. Click on OK. Now press the home button. Now what you need to do, you need to just, the way we have just put the security onto your debit card, we need to put the security onto the credit card either. So be handy with the credit card first. Be handy with it.
Yes.
And the way you take the clear picture of the debit card, you need to take the clear picture of the credit card. The front side, all the four corners needs to be visible, then the back side, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And once it's done, okay, no problem.
I'll just take
your time. Yes.
Connect the, put the card on the table where I have the other card.
Correct.
I'll go to the camera. And then we'll focus in on the card.
Yeah. And this is the credit card, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I'll take a picture of the back.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Now open the picture. Open the picture. First open the front side picture.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. First you need to open the front side picture.
Yep. And then, there we go. There's the one.
Okay.
Can you see that one?
And is the credit card, is the normal credit card or is the business credit card?
It's a business credit card, but I use it as just a general credit card.
And because we need to just check the security, do you remember what is the limit has been remaining on the credit card?
Yes. $7,900 around that figure.
Okay. Sorry, what is that?
It's got about 13,000 limit.
Okay.
And it's about 7,000.
Remaining. 7,000 has been remaining onto the account.
Remaining, yes.
Okay. No problem.
I had to pay the insurance. I had to pay a couple of
Right. No problem, sir. No problem.
Can you get the shot of the back of the car there now?
Yeah. Just delete the picture. Delete the picture.
Delete now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delete now.
Yeah. There we go. So back to where we were before.
I beg your pardon?
I go back to where we were before. I'm back on the home page again.
Okay. And do you have any driver's license with you, sir? Because we need to cancel and we need to just put the security onto it.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And the account, the card which is belonging to you, it is under your name, right?
Correct, yes.
And because we have just got, do you have any middle name either?
I do, yes. No. Ian,
okay.
No.
Can you spell it for me?
N-O-E-L.
N-O-E-L.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, Ian is what you just saw. Ian is I-A-N.
Okay.
N-O-E-L. That was my dad's name.
Okay.
So So it's did you? Of my...
Yeah, delete it. Delete it. Delete that picture.
Okay. Yep. I've done that.
Yeah.
You want a photo of my driver's license now?
Correct. Correct. Correct, sir.
Okay. Both sides, yes.
Yeah, front side and back side of the driver's license. And clear picture. Okay, clear picture. So that your picture is coming clear, the letters each and everything will be coming clear.
No worries.
Yeah. You take the picture?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So
what do you need to do? You just first you check the picture of the driver's license. And what you need to do, you need to send the attachment of the driver's license picture to our email. Okay. Do you know how to send it to the through the email?
Yes, I think I do. I've pressed the share.
Yeah. Press the share.
The share.
Yeah.
And
now
and
click on Gmail. Press on Gmail.
Gmail, yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you press on Gmail, so click on OK first. Now, put the email, our email will be national and all in the lowercase, national, NATIONAL, national.
NATIONAL. Yep, national.
National, then crime, all together, CRIME, crime. No problem.
National crime.
Department, D-E.
No gap.
Yeah, no gap.
786, you said? 786.
786.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
At
gmail.com. .com. Now click on, can you see the National Crime Department has already coming up. Now click on subject, Now put the subject, ID, put documents, driver's license, type over there driver's license.
Yeah.
And check, did you add just your front picture or did you add both the picture or your back picture either?
I've got the back picture as well.
Are you sure that?
No, in a separate photo.
Okay, in a separate photo. Now wait for a second. Let me just help you to add the back picture either.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So the back picture is going to be selected there. Wait for a second. Will be coming up. Okay, wait, it is not coming up. Just wait for a second. Okay. So you just click on send. Press on. Wait. You did not need to send. We need to just do it one more time.
Okay.
For a second. Yeah. Because you need to send it both the pictures at a time, right? So wait,
okay.
I'll help you for that.
Alright.
Yeah. It is showing you selected one item only, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I must have missed the.
Okay. No problem. I'll help you.
I'll take pictures back and send that to you.
You have already taken that. You already have just simply take the picture. I'll help you. You just open up our email, press on reply, and then click on attachment, attach file.
Yeah.
Now you need to select both the pictures. It will be coming up.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Now wait for a second. Now it is selected. The first picture is already selected. Now.
Is that right? No?
Wait. Yeah. Can you see both the pictures as coming up?
Yes, I can there now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Onto the compose email, you just write down driver's license ID.
Okay.
ID. D. Now send. Send it to us. Now you send it to us?
Yes, it's been sent.
Okay, that's lovely. That's lovely. Okay, now you press the home button.
Yep.
Now I got the confirmation that we have received your driver's license pictures, sir.
Good.
Okay. So just give me a moment, okay? Give me a moment.
No worries. Yep. So are you linked to the federal police?
Absolutely.
Right.
We are connected to the federal code of Australia either and the federal police either. So that's why whatever the Interpol database we are received, we are just sending it.
Yep.
We are sending it to the U.S. authorities and to the federal government either. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because they have created that anti-fraud department known as National Crime Department.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So give me some more time, sir, and then I'll leave you. Okay.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. I'm putting you on hold. You can take rest for a while or make
no
a
worries.
Cup of tea for you. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry for the delay, sir. Sorry for the delay. I understand that you have give more than 2 hours to us. I understand. Sorry for the delay.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
If it puts away these mongrels, I don't mind.
I understand. Because you know that within 20 minutes or 50 minutes, the security things are not done. This is about to protecting your information.
Yeah.
That's why.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for cooperating with us, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
There must be hundreds of others as well, is there?
I beg your pardon?
Would there be hundreds of people that have been caught like me in this?
You need to just simply check the news. There will be lots of people are facing the same problem nowadays. Because somebody is... Sir, do you receive any message? First, you need to check. Do you receive it? Okay, you just log into your Commonwealth. Because this time you are protecting the credit card, there will be a possibility that your credit card amount is going to be hidden for a while, okay?
So you okay.
Card me.
Go to the counts and... Three, logged in.
Yeah.
We're in there, ready to go.
Okay. Now click on the credit card. Click on the credit card. Want the MasterCard?
Yep.
Now scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll it down. Now check the statement. Is there any statement?
Oh, the statement. Okay.
Now, go to the top, go to the top.
Go to the top?
Yeah, go to the top.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
You can see the same balance there, or is there any balance has been cut off? You see the available balance, 7,000 is still there?
Yes, it is. Yep.
That means it has not been hidden. No problem, sir, it has not been hidden.
Well, hang on. No, there's the very top balance. It says minus.
That minus because you have told me already. Because you have already told me that 6,000 you have already used.
That's right.
Yeah.
And available,
so that is available will be 7,000. Yeah.
That's right.
Because if we hide something, it will be coming up onto your statements for today. But nothing has been coming up. Yeah, that is the thing.
Yeah.
Click on total owing for last statement. Click on that. Total owing for from last statement. Give a click on that.
Oh, God, okay. Yes. Okay, yep.
Yeah. So that is the thing. You can see your total owing, you already used 6,507.
That's right.
Oh, sorry for that. You need to check your debit card, sir. That Smart Access account. Wait for a second. Give me a moment. Now, can you see on the Smart Access, the amount has been hidden. We have hide the amount on the Smart Access.
Yes.
Yeah, that 3,850 we have just hired.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a moment. So, whatever the things, can you see? There will be the balances just showing you 20,000 and we have just hired that amount. So, that is the thing.
Yes.
The amount is already inside the account, and that's why we have just hide it. Because we can hide it in a single attempt, but we are not allowed. Otherwise, the bankers will get to know, And they will just simply block the account, and we don't want to do that. Okay?
That's right, yep.
So that's why. So you just simply do one thing, log out from your account. You log out from your account.
Log off now?
Yeah, log off now.
Go home and log off.
Yeah, and press the home button.
Press the home button? Back at home again.
All right. Now, what we need to do, because we have hide the amounts, so because we need to credit all the amounts to your account, so for the time being, you need to download the statement and you need to just send us the email so that we will collect all the amount which we have hide. We will calculate the amount and we will add the extra compensation with it, and we just simply hide and just simply credit it to your account. Understand?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So you just, sorry for that, you just log into your Commonwealth one more time. Combank, yeah. And do you know how to download this statement?
Oh dear, I haven't done it. I've never done it before. Hang on, I'll log on first.
Okay, first you log on.
I'm not very computer savvy, I'm afraid.
I understand. No problem.
I don't download very much. I do online payments. You know, to clients or whatever.
I understand.
I need to pay a bill. I was only talking to my neighbour yesterday. He wanted to pay me some money for
this. Okay, I'll help you.
Okay.
I'll help you.
Yeah, my neighbour's still back in the check today.
Okay.
He's one of the old school.
Okay, just wait. I'll just help you to download the statements.
Good.
Now, yeah, there will be any options to download the statements. Okay, give me a moment. There will be the... would you like to share? Please not. Just give me a moment. And you have not downloaded any statements before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I just view it on my phone. I just have a look at the phone and I turn it off and put it away. I was getting paper statements for a while, but
okay.
I think that's about to come to an end as well.
Just give me a moment. Is there any statement to be downloaded?
They're closing all the branches, so what are you supposed to do? Right?
No problem, you did not need to do anything. Just give me a moment.
No worries.
Let me just check. Let me just check. Just be with me, I'm just trying to... And do you remember your online banking ID password? Do you remember that? So that you can log into it from the Google and you can just download the statement?
Yes, I do.
You remember that. Okay, just wait for a second. You just log out from your account then. You log out from your application?
Log off?
Yeah, log off.
Out of the site altogether or just that application?
Sorry?
Sorry, that's all right.
Yeah, you did not need to uninstall that application. This is very important because we have started the security inside it. And
yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you just simply log off from your account first. Log off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And open the Google. Press the home button. Open the Google.
Yep.
And type in there Commonwealth Bank login. First to delete it. First to delete it. First to wait. Yeah, now type in there. Type in there. Commonwealth online login.
Oh, okay. Online login.
Yeah, just type online, it will be coming up. Online banking. Can you see at the top online banking coming up?
Oh, yes, there we are. Yes, yep.
Yeah, press on that online banking.
Yep.
Now, wait for a second. Just give me a moment. Now, let me just check. It is just showing your net bank. Now, wait for a second. It will be coming up. Now, can you see log on to net bank? Now, can you see your ID and password?
Yes,
is it your ID and password? Is already there?
Yes.
Okay.
Log on.
Okay, no. First, to delete the password, you need to put the password one more time because we don't know whether the password is correct or not. Otherwise, we don't take a step to just simply, if anything made a mistake, your account is getting locked. We don't want that, right? So you delete. Do you remember the password or not? Just tell me.
I'm pretty sure I do. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
I do.
Then delete that password from there. Delete that password.
Okay.
Yeah. Erase it. Now put the password.
Okay.
Once done, please do let me know.
Yes, I think we'll write the log on, I think.
Yeah, press on log on. Press on log on. Okay, wait. Now press on log on.
Yep, done that.
Okay. Oops.
Sorry.
Can I see? That is the thing I don't want. That, check first or check your client number is correct or not.
The client number is correct.
But
the password, client number is
correct. But the password which you put, it's not correct.
I know. I noticed that.
Okay.
Can I try again? Can I just try one more?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we did not make the mistake three times, so this is the last attempt I'm providing you to just simply do that. If this time the password is getting wrong or getting mistake, then you did not need to log in, okay? Just put the password.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Do it slowly, slowly.
Yeah. That didn't work either, did it?
Okay, that means it is not correct. That means it's not correct. Okay, no problem. You did not need to do anything, sir. You did not need to do anything. Leave that.
Leave that.
If you just forget it, tomorrow,
yes.
I'll just reset the password for you. Nothing to be worried about. You did not need to do anything from your side. I'm just taking care of the things. I'll just reset the password for you. Okay, leave that.
I haven't used that code for a while.
Okay, no problem. That is the normal thing. Every time you do not able to remember each and everything. So that is a simple thing, nothing to be worried about. So just give me a few minutes more, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. Be with me for a while, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, hello.
Yeah, be with me for a while. Just be with me for a while.
No worries.
Yeah. Okay, do one thing. I got an options to download the statement. You just log into the Commonwealth application.
Right.
Now, once you log into the Commonwealth application,
okay, yep, logged on.
Yeah, now wait for a second. Just let me check.
Right.
Tap the account name to reveal your status. Now wait for a second.
Yep.
Now, is there any option to just...
Is it giving you the option to what, to download?
Yeah, I'm just looking for that.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. I can never find that either.
Sorry. Let me just check how can I download a statement. If you click on pay, is there any options for downloading any statement like that? Nothing. Okay.
Manage maybe.
Let me just check. Manage is like a card setting to manage the card.
Oh, right, yeah.
Let me check. Not in the manage. We will just check. Find a statement for a smart access. Select a statement issue date. Set your own specific date. Select a statement issue date. Date issued. 3rd January. America. Date issued. The February statement is not coming up. Password दिक्कत हो जाएगा. Okay, no problem. It will be just telling us to reset the password of your net bank and then we can download it from your net bank statement. Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Just give me a moment. Wait for a second. Yeah, I have logged out the account. So, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Okay. And remember one thing, okay? You are not allowed to discuss anything to anybody related to that, all right? It needs to be confidential. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to explain you one important thing, because we are going to the security things. It needs to be confidential, okay? You did not need to allow to discuss these things to anybody. Because as we have hired the payment, we need to just coming the payment inside your account. So that's why.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm doing, I'm just leaving you right now. You can enjoy your day. You can take rest. You can put your mobile phone on the charge. And I'm getting in touch with you, sir, tomorrow at like after 2 o'clock from your time. Okay.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ron. No worries, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye. Bye for now. Yeah. Bye. Bye.